If the woman sells either the principal of a kesuva, and she's still got a remainder over, you know, they could add on to the kesuva. So either she could sell off the principal,
the woman.
We said it's like futures, remember? She could like sell it, then the guy might collect it, he might not collect it. But she sells off either part of it or the whole of it. Or mishkanak kesuvas or miktsasa, or she pledges, she uses it as a pledge. The hollow part, or nasnak svasulacher, or she gives it to someone else. She doesn't say that, she just gives it away. Or mitzasa. So in all of those cases, says the first opinion, lo timkor es hasha'ar elabivastin. She can't sell property to collect the rest, the remainder of the kusuva, and she can only do it with the permission of the court.
But after she's done the first thing.
After she's given away or sold or whatever, part of it, and now she's still got part of it to collect, so to collect the balance, she can't sell property without permission of the court. The rabbis disagree with it. That opinion, the Gartis says, according to Rabbi Shimon, because he holds that once she's collected part of it, she's not entitled to maintenance. The minute she collects even a little bit of it, she's not entitled to maintenance. And we said before, according to him, anyone who's not entitled to maintenance is not entitled to sell without permission of the court. The rabbis say, they disagree. They say that she can sell off, she can sell property even four or five times to, you know, and she can collect it like a kesuva in bits and pieces. Makes no difference. And she can also sell off property to sustain herself for a maintenance without the permission of the bastion. But they advise her to write down the mezonos. She should write down when she sells something that I'm selling this for maintenance. Right? Otherwise, people are going to think that she keeps selling land. You know, how much, like exactly what's going on over here. Either she's very hungry. or she's out doing the estate because she keeps, you know, she's collected way more than her kesuva. So they advise her to write when she sells it that I'm selling this for maintenance or I'm selling this for the kesuva. And then last statement of the Mishnah says all of the above only applies to an almana, only applies to a widow. But a woman who divorces her husband, so in all cases she can only sell off property with the permission of the court. The above machlokas only applies to a widow, not to a divorced woman.